Whitney auf Flux FM und dem wunderbaren Song Giving Up vom zweiten Album Forever Turned Around, das jetzt noch gar nicht so alt ist. Vor 3 Monaten ungefähr ist es erschienen, am 30.08.2019. Der Nachfolger ihrer Debütplatte, die vor 2 Jahren erschienen war. Wir freuen uns, dass Whitney es wieder mal geschafft haben zu Flux FM. Heute Abend spielen sie im ausverkauften Lido. Jetzt sind sie bei mir im Studio, Julian und Max. Hello.
What's up? How you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Cool. Where are you coming from, actually?
We were in
Munich last night.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a bit of a drive.
Yeah, we all slept pretty well, though, I think.
Yeah, we all got kind of drunk and then passed out in the bus. We're in a bus now.
Oh, right. You have your own bus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a van anymore?
Not a van anymore. There are too many of us.
Oh.
You know, there's like, how many? 10? 11?
We have like a 10.
Oh, that's the crew is as big as that by now? Mm-hmm. So you have your own mixer, lighting guy?
Basically, yeah.
Tour manager.
Nice.
Yeah.
Must be a good feeling to finally get into the bus and be able to get into your bunk there. Because a tour with the van, I mean, sometimes the advantage is that you get into a hotel each night, but...
Yeah.
I haven't taken a shower in a few days.
Yeah, you can't really shower or take a number 2 on the bus.
A number 2.
Yeah, it's forbidden, I know. Yeah,
well, there's like a point of not showering where like your socks start to disintegrate into your feet. Because for some reason I don't change my socks unless I take a shower, which is probably my fault.
Well, I mean, people out there, they'll be like, wow, those guys haven't showered in a few days and they dare to enter the studio. But I have to tell people out there, you're looking fine and you're smelling really good.
Really good?
Yeah, really good.
That's
cool.
Well,
I was trying to take a shower in y'all's sink not too long ago. You know, you make do with what you get.
It's the little things sometimes that already work. Well, congratulations on that new album. It's been out for like 3 months now. Mm-hmm. You guys must be pretty happy with the result, although it was a kind of a complicated way to get there because, I mean, obviously all the things around you have changed as a band from America. And I've read that you were kind of like thinking about going into a more political direction, but then you realized all the private things that we're singing about can be seen as a political thing too. So let's not get into the slogan songs thing. So how happy are you with the result? Because I think the main topic of the record is uncertainty. And when one's looking at that and the political situation, it kind of fits again.
Yeah. I mean, we're very happy with the result. I also think it's like, it's a record that grows on you quite a bit over time. So
that's cool when you can say that as a musician. I mean, as a recipient, that happens, I think, quite often that you listen to a record for 5 times and after the 6th time, you're like, this is a great record.
Yeah, yeah.
But with your own music,
yeah.
That's something special.
Well, yeah, I didn't really think that like Whitney would ever make a grower, I guess.
But it
is. Light Upon the Lake was like a pretty immediate sort of listen, but.
So you listened to that, Light Upon the Lake, and you were like, yeah, it's good?
Yeah, we were listening to it like over and over again.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Our heads, maybe our opinions are like not even the ones that matter here.
But another thing that you tried out different ways of recording, and then at the end of the day, you were back in the cellar studio that you've used for the first studio with your boy, Mr. Azrat, right?
Yeah, yeah. Ziad.
Yeah. So yet is he on tour with you for this leg of the tour? Cool. Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's the most sober dude in the group at this point.
I haven't even thought about that.
Fun fact about Ziad. I guess just the most responsible. But he's great.
But was that sense of responsibility, was that something that helped when recording the album? Because someone has to get all the energies together when it's recording a record, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's also just like, he has like a kind of the same work ethic as us as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, he basically spent all of his free time with us in the basement for like 5 months.
Yeah. But unfortunately, or sadly, this is going to be the last album that you will have recorded there because he's left the studio. I think it was the same house.
He moved to LA, yeah.
His mother lived in and she passed away, unfortunately.
Yeah, she passed away. Like, it was kind of crazy timing, too. She passed away like right before we started rehearsing for tour.
Wow.
Yeah, we like left I think we left the day after the service.
Yeah. And it was like, it was the first time that everyone in the band was in the same room was at her funeral. It was
crazy. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, I don't, I'm not the guy who believes in too many things between heaven and earth, but it's a kind of like a nice tribute thing to start the tour with a past person in the back of your head. I think it's, you know, it's a nice kind of like...
Yeah, I think it's helped him a lot to be able to play music every day and not in a distracting sense, but just, you know, do what I think she's always wanted him to do, which is...
Yeah, she had supported him all the time. I've read about that.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that album once again, and congratulations on the fact that there was a show, obviously, when Dave Grohl and Rick Astley watched you play. Is that true?
No. They... Well... We actually played a festival with them.
Oh, okay.
In Summer Sonic. But then we played Moth Club like earlier or like last summer or whatever. And Dave Grohl and Rick Astley had played Moth Club like the night before.
Ah.
Moth Club is like a weird, it's becoming kind of like Lady Gaga's played there too. It's like a 200-person
venue. Where's that?
In London.
In London. Ah, yeah, yeah.
But it's just become like, I think, kind of a weird, every once in a while someone will play there, like a huge underplay. And just there's like a line around the street to get in. It's very, I don't know.
And then the upstairs green room and office area turns into like an all-night party.
Yep.
Ah, nice.
It's very fun.
That's your kind of party, I guess, right? You seem to love the possibility of having a little party after the show with your listeners, right? You're going to do a little after-show party tonight. Have you done one in Munich as well?
No, we didn't. We had to leave like kind of immediately.
Yeah, because we had to get out of the way here. We didn't have time.
More important. Sorry, Munichers.
Yeah.
But Berlin's more important. The after show party is going to happen here, not in Munich.
It'd be funny if someone drove here from Munich to go to the after party. <It'd> be
Maybe they will.
Very committed.
Let's listen to another of your songs. Whitney Midvalley's My Love. Auf dem Plattenteller, and right after the song, we're going to be talking about the fact that you tried not to use specific genders when singing about love, and that's something really beautiful, and I want to talk to you about that. Whitney, nochmal auf Flux FM mit Valleys, My Love. Ah, boys, I love your music. It's like frequency therapy for my ears, because everything is so warm, and I have a little tinnitus. Is that the way you say it in English?
Yeah.
Tinnitus. Yeah, yeah. And as soon as a band goes, I'm like, I don't like it anymore.
This gives you a headache.
Yeah, but listening to Whitney, it's like falling into bed for my ears.
Yeah, we make music for people who are slowly going deaf.
Yeah.
You know,
which is everybody.
I'm your peer group. You're looking at your peer group right now.
Yeah. Target market.
No, really, thank you for that. And I want to thank you for the thing that I've just mentioned a few moments ago. You tried to avoid like sexual orientation or gender when you were singing about love. And I know that there's some old school musicians who be like, yeah, but I was thinking about a woman when I wrote this song. Yeah. So I obviously think... you know, I love the fact that as a modern band made out of young men, that you're thinking about stuff like that, and I bet that there has been reactions from the audiences as well. Have people realized that you are trying to avoid that?
I think so. Yeah, I think if you're a big fan of our band, if you're coming to the shows, you probably know that. But our biggest song still is called No Woman. So it was something that we weren't necessarily thinking about until, you know, this last record.
For but it's cool though. I mean, I really think it's cool. And you know, right wing people or conservative people, they're scared of all the changes that are happening around us, and that you're, as a musician, that you're thinking about the genders that you use in a song. But I think it's beautiful because we all learn from it, and people who are listening, who are not like heterosexual, they'd be like, cool, I can use that song for my love as well. So.
Yeah.
It's nothing but beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, we just wanted to make a point for it to be universal.
Yeah.
And like universally relatable.
Yeah.
So just exactly what you're saying.
Cool. Thank you for that. Now, you've planned an after show party after tonight at Monarch. What are you going to do there? Are you going to DJ?
Yeah. There's like two members of our band, Malcolm on keys, and then Charles, who's our sound guy. They brought records on tour.
Oh wow.
And we actually have an old friend that is, so they have a DJ collective in Chicago and they play out at shows and stuff. And their third member is weirdly in Berlin today.
Yeah.
So Chris is like it's kind of random. So
Chicago Nights.
Yeah, it's basically a proper Chicago night tonight.
At Flux FM or in Berlin.
Yeah, yeah, at Monarch.
And
it'll be fun.
What kind of styles do they? What kind of?
It's usually like kind of like 70s dance disco stuff.
Loving
a
it.
Lot of like Asian disco too. They're kind of record, you know, bin.
Okay, so cool. They're freaks, nerds.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Definitely. Pretty much all the time, except for one New Year's Eve party where everyone just wanted a banger to play that everyone knew.
Yeah.
And New Year's Eve came around and it was just like some obscure song that no one knew the words to.
Yeah, none of the songs.
I just want to freak out and like.
They don't play songs that you can sing along to.
Yeah, but that's interesting too. That's another reason.
It's more about dancing and just, you know, losing yourself.
Another reason to join the Whitney after show party heute. Im Monarchen, for the last record, you toured for 2.5 years kind of straight, not really pausing. Are you trying to avoid that length for this record? Are you kind of like splitting it up differently? Or have you kind of like adjusted to tour life that well that you've been like, well, we can go on tour for 3 years now?
Well, yeah, I feel like next summer is going to be really busy for us. We'll be doing like a ton of European festivals and US festivals and shows kind of throughout there. But I feel like maybe winter we're doing like one tour, but then like early spring, late winter, we're going to take time to write. We aren't going to just go 100% straight through.
Yeah, like, that's cool.
Like the last record.
No, because I've read about the fact that you were coming back on tour. You were like, let's just start writing. And then you realize it doesn't work because you haven't lived really.
No, exactly.
And then you met your girlfriends again. And, oh, yeah, there's another aspect of life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And now
my relationship's
over.
Maybe you can... Maybe you can...
Just in the most
passive. Maybe you can kind of like learn from that phase from the last record.
I've been enjoying saying that in interviews and on the radio.
What?
That I'm sad.
that's the Whitney approach, though. Mm-hmm. You tell people that you're sad and then you start laughing. You know, it's the major chords versus sad lyrics thing happening in the conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's who we are.
It's kind of psychotic in a way, but it's like,
gotta laugh to keep from crying, you know?
I mean, I'm laughing at that, but it's so true. It's so fucking true. Look out there, the world is changing to a worse place, and we're still laughing, but I think we have to. Whitney, heute Abend im Lido, im ausverkauften Lido. Wer da noch Tickets abstauben möchte, der kann uns jetzt ganz schnell anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, steht auf der Liste für Whitney aus Chicago heute Abend im Lido. Und im Anschluss an die Lido Live-Veranstaltung gibt es auch noch eine Aftershow-Party im Monarchen. Da auch gerne vorbeigehen. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, Julian Max, thank you for visiting. Bye.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.